Well, hey everyone, and welcome to The Drive. I'm driving to work, 82 degrees, a little sprinkly today, raining a little bit. That's the summer in the south for you. But today I want to talk about living a surrendered life. And this is something we're all constantly learning. No one has been close to attaining it, yet we grow towards it. And it has to do with sort of my last message, talking about selflessness, living for God first, for others second, ourselves last, putting others first, not thinking about, not having the world revolve around you. That's selflessness. But living a surrendered life has a different dynamic, because living a surrendered life, it has to do with your relationship with the Lord. It has to do with your interaction with Him. It has to do with the actions and the reactions that you take, you know, as a believer. A surrendered life, many of us picture, when you say surrender, many of us picture like you're in a war, or you take your white flag and put it up and say, we surrender, we give up, you beat us, you have victory, and we lost. Well, some of that idea is true, but some of it is not. We could parallel the whole thing spiritually, but it's not like we lost. When we surrender to Jesus, when we surrender to the Lord and live that life and that lifestyle, it's not that we lost, it's that He's won. And that we're on, if you will, the side that wins, you know? It's just kind of cool. But if you want to really dig deep spiritually, you know, as we start following the Lord and surrender ourselves to Him, we do lose our lives. In that sense, we do lose grip on what we want. And that is a good thing, because now we live with open hands. And that is a good thing to do. Good action to take. I mean, the Bible says, too, if you want to find your life, you must lose it. Right? Jesus even alluded to this a few times. And what does it mean to lose your life? Does it mean everything's miserable, everything's horrible, all your dreams are crushed? No. It means you're letting go of those temporal, surface-level, materialistic things, those earthly dreams, and replacing them with eternal things. With things that matter. And that to me is amazing. You're abandoning surface level living, and you're starting to live for the Lord. You're surrendered. And also in the context of the Christian life, a lot of time you think of the word surrender, you think of someone, you know, raising their hand in churches, or in a church, you know, raising your hand, raising your heart, in a sense, raising your life. And I like that, too. Because it's like during worship, people raise their hands. And they do it not to be seen. They do it because they're saying, Lord Jesus, I'm responding to You. It's all from You and for You. I worship and adore You. I'm praising You right now. And I'm raising my hands going, I can't do this on my own, but You can. I submit myself to You. And I love that picture. Because when I think of surrendering to the Lord, that's what I think of. Just being in awe of Him. Not trying to make something out of your life, but letting God work on your life to make you who He wants you to be. And sometimes we put up a fight, don't we? We put up a fight like Jacob and try to fight the Lord on things. But we got to realize, man, he knows best. Not just occasionally. You know, His track record is not like 60-40. His track record is perfect. And so we can be confident in surrendering to the Lord because He knows what He's doing. He has control. Especially, He has control of those who adhere to him or following him. Well, I don't want anyone to control me. Well, we're all controlled by something. We're all submitted to something. We all worship something. Whatever you're consumed with, that's what you worship. So if you're consumed with the Lord, that's the best one to worship, because he has our best interest in mind. He wants us to do well. He wants us to thrive and grow and move forward and progress in the faith. Living a surrendered life is just wholly and completely laying on the altar, if you will, and be like, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. Have your way. Do what you will, because you are God, and I am following you. Surrendering to the Lord is saying, I'm not putting myself first anymore. I'm not going to try to control all these situations. I'm not going to try to drive the car through this storm where I can't see. I'm going to let God take control. I'm going to let him take the helm. Surrendering to the Lord means you give up and you give in to his plan, which is far better than our plans. His will is better than these strategic, like, plans that we come up with to try to make something of ourselves. No. God wants to make something of you. He wants to use you to capacity greatly, mightily in this life. But the only way that he can use you is when you surrender to him. The only way he can use you is when you go, Lord, you're in charge. You're in control. You know what you're doing. You know best. Man, when you do that, honestly, guys, when you come to the Lord with a willing, completely willing heart, that is when he can work. So that becomes a question for us, for me, for you. Do I have, ask yourself this, do I have a completely willing heart to do what the Lord wants? Or am I fighting him on things? Am I going against? Or am I going with? See, when we adhere to the Lord's will, we're going to go against the crowd. When we go with the flow of the crowd, we're going to go against the Lord. And so that question keeps rising up, which who are we letting influence us? Whose voice are we letting into our lives and our minds the loudest? Surrendering to the Lord means I'm going to hear from him and I'm going to let him direct me. In every decision, all the time, every day, I'm surrendered to him, whatever he wants. That's why if someone comes up to you and they say, hey, you should do this, you can be like, well, I'm going to pray about it. And seriously, pray about it. Because you can fully say that, listen, I want to do what the Lord wants to do. That's a good idea that you have. That's a good idea, but I don't know if it's God's will. Let me rest on that, pray about that, seek the Lord on it, and I'll let you know. And God will make things clear. But really, it starts with surrender. It starts with surrendering to him. And that might be antithetical to the world, but surrendering leads to victory. You know that? Surrendering to the Lord leads to eternal victory. And living a victorious lifestyle, not walking around with this victim mentality, but walking around in victory, knowing that he's won. He's already won. The work is done. It's finished. Finished on the cross. He ascended to heaven. It's all good now. Now we're just living life, spreading the gospel, waiting for the Lord to come back, to go be with him, to be whole, to be complete. But until that time, we get to walk and live in victory and be about the Lord's business. Pretty awesome. Can't get much better than that, I don't think. So a selfless life is what we're called to live, and a surrendered life is what we're called to live. May we surrender to the Lord every day and say, Lord, take this day, take this time, take my life, do what you will. May your will be done through, in and through me. All glory to you. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you next time.